It's 6:30 right now. Good morning. I'm Robert Laura. I hear the headlines. Well, Asian stock markets were mixed today, and Shanghai's index fell despite Beijing's decision to cut a key interest rate to help stabilize financial markets. The benchmark Shanghai Composite Index fell late in the trading day in China after spending most of the afternoon in positive territory, closing down 1.3%. Meantime, Wall Street has had six straight days of losses. It looks like it's going to be up to the Florida Supreme Court to sort out what happens next in the tussle over the state's congressional districts. The court in July ordered the legislature to adopt a new map for the state's 27 congressional districts, but the House and Senate deadlocked over the issue during a 12-day special session that ended this past Friday. Now, Circuit Judge Terry Lewis is supposed to review the map passed by the legislators, but he said during a court hearing yesterday that he lacks the authority to do anything else. Lewis said he will file a report telling the state Supreme Court that the legislature has not complied with its order. There's going to be increased law enforcement presence today when classes resume at Philip Barber High School in Philippi, West Virginia. That's where a 14-year-old boy held 29 students and a teacher at gunpoint yesterday in a classroom. Police say the teacher was able to get the gunman calmed down, and the police chief eventually got the boy to let the students go and surrender. And a fence being built by Hungary on the border with Serbia that's meant to stem the rising flow of migrants isn't working out as planned. Record numbers of migrants keep entering from Serbia. Police say more than 2,500 migrants were detained yesterday, up significantly from the day before. After requesting asylum and registering with authorities, migrants are sent to one of Hungary's refugee centers. Many of the migrants are fleeing the violence in Syria and other parts of the Middle East. And Tropical Storm Erica is approaching the Leeward Islands from the Atlantic Ocean, and forecasters say it may gain strength. Erica was centered last night about 500 miles east of Antigua and moving west at 20 miles an hour. Right now it has top sustained winds of 40 miles an hour. The weather forecast for us here in the Bay Area, partly cloudy today, a 20% chance of rain, highs in the lower 90s, winds out of the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight lows will be in the upper 70s. There's a 20% chance of rain tonight. And then tomorrow, there's a 50% chance of rain with afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 6:33. You're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 FM.